Hello and welcome to another episode of New Retirement Thinking. My name is Samay Zake. Well, it's been reported that the average private pensions grew by 11.5% on average in February 2018 compared to the previous year, which represents the fastest nominal growth since November 2013. But what are the reasons for the change and why private pensions are of value not only to you as a consumer, but to the South African economy as well? Joining me now for that discussion is Shegrin Naidoo. He is Head of Stakeholder Engagement at Banks of Africa. Shegrin, thank you so much for your time. So the private pension index, which you are involved with from bank service perspective, what is that?
Okay, Samay, in order to explain what the private pension index is, perhaps I need to first explain to you what Banks of Africa's role is and how we actually get to the data that comprises the private pension index. Banks of Africa is, we call a payment clearinghouse system operator. Essentially all payments that go between the banks come via Banks of Africa's systems. There are a couple of payment streams that I'm not going to bore you with the detail, I promise. A couple of payment streams in which we operate. One of them is in the card payment stream and the other is in the electronic funds payment stream. In the electronic funds payment stream, which is your debit orders and so forth, and your salary payments, Banks of Africa is the largest payment clearinghouse system operator in that particular space. In fact, we're the only one. So the reason for explaining that to you is that all of the payments that go between banks for those particular payments come via, and these are interbank payments, of course, come via Banks of Africa's systems. In 2012-2013, we developed an index called the BETI, the Banks of Africa Economic Transaction Indicator. And that maps out the economic transactions that flow through our system. And with the success of the BETI, we then decided to come up with a few other indicators because we've got access to all this information, which we felt that the rest of the industry, the rest of the country, policymakers and so forth would benefit from having access to. So we then developed what was called the Banks of Africa Disposable Salary Indicator, which has now subsequently been renamed to the Banks of Africa Take Home Index. And the third one was the Banks of Africa Private Pension Index. So of course it was quite a long route to get to explain to you. But essentially, all private pensions or payments that are pension related come via the Banks of Africa, and that come via Banks of Africa's systems, are utilized for the purposes of developing the private pension index.
Okay. All right. And what are some of the trends that you have been looking at in terms of the last five, because this is a five-year review.
So
what are the trends that you've seen when it comes to private pensions?
Well, the one thing that we've identified, and the reason that I mentioned the take-home pay index, right, was that private pensions as a percentage of the take-home pay has increased quite dramatically over the period of 5 years. The take-home pay index had reflected as at February 2018, had an amount of, the average take-home pay amount was 14,502 rand. The average private pension amount at the same point in time was 7,029 rand. That's approximately 48.9% of the average take-home pay. And you might say, yes, that means that private pension people receiving pensions aren't as fortunate as people that are employed. But take it back 5 years, and you find that it was the average person receiving a private pension was only receiving 43.3% of your average take-home pay. So it indicates that there is a definite improvement for recipients of private pensions vis-a-vis the people that are receiving take-home pay, that are employed. Something else that we've noted was that private pensions had increased by 50.01% over that five-year period. And if you take that down, so that's an overall increase. If you take it down into real terms, if you're extracting inflation from that, it's 15.2%. The average take-home pay over that period was just barely over inflation. It just barely met and just barely managed to exceed inflationary amounts. So it demonstrates that private pension is actually exceeding. There's certainly an inflation beating component that's attached to private pensions. So that's perhaps another telling theme that we've identified as well.
How about looking at the there's one that we're talking about off air, and that was the number of people that are reaching pensionable age versus the number of private pension payments. That's also showing a very interesting statistic.
Right? Yeah, that was quite an interesting statistic as well. So we found that over the 5-year period, the number of private pensions, so Banks of Africa processes approximately 680,000 private pensions, of which the number of the pool, the entire universe of people that are receiving private pensions in South Africa is in the region of 900,000, just over 900,000. So we're processing approximately 75%. We found that in the 5-year period, it's only grown by about 7%, the number of private pensions payments that are coming in by us, that are being processed via our systems. So the number of people that are approaching pensionable age, however, is increasing at approximately 3.4% per annum. In fact, that's probably one of the fastest growing segments of our population. The individuals in pensionable age. So the concern there, and this is perhaps one thing to be mindful of for individuals that are approaching that age, is that if you haven't prepared adequately for your pension and when you get to that pensionable age, if you aren't able to actually support yourself via your pension savings, you're then going to have to rely on the state from a state grant perspective, and that's one of the concerns.
All right, we'll pick this up after the break. Do stay with us. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. This is New Retirement Thinking. My name is Sameh Zake. If you've just joined us, we're taking a look at the private pensions index in particular with Shegran Naidu. He's head of stakeholder engagement at Banks of Africa. So, Shegran, just before the break, we're looking at a particular statistic that you guys have identified, and that looks at the number of people reaching pensionable age, rather, versus those number of private pension payments, and the concern that it's raising for you guys at Banks of Africa is the dependency on the state. Can you just expand on why that is becoming a big concern for you?
Well, essentially, Sameh, what we've observed was, as I'd mentioned before the break, was that the number of private pensions have grown by 7% over the 5-year period, whereas the number of individuals reaching retirement age has grown by approximately 3.4% per annum. So what you would find is that if there hasn't been adequate preparation for one's retirement, one then becomes more reliant on the state,
right,
for a state grant. Now, if you take into account what's happening around us in respect of state grants and the heavy reliance that there is on the state to be able to for individuals to rely on the state, you'll find that that's just going to add additional pressure on the fiscus. If, for instance, we had to remove the private pensions and all 900,000 individuals that are currently receiving private pensions were to rely on state grants, that would come to approximately 8 billion rand for the state, an additional 8 billion rand, which the state would have to cough up. Now, that 8 billion rand could be used in other endeavors, for instance, medical, health, and so forth, or schooling and so forth. So just from that perspective, we feel that the preparation for pension is also got to be mindful of the fact that you're also going to be alleviating some of the pressures on the state as well. And that's something that we think is quite a telling observation.
Yeah, but the other knock-on effect is, of course, the fact that not only is it pressure on the state, but it's also pressure on families.
Exactly.
Younger families. And that on its own has got an additional knock-on effect.
Exactly. In fact, I mean, when you're looking at the state reliance as well, and the reliance on these pensions, the fact that private our pensioners have got such a there's so much responsibility that our society places on them because of the high unemployment rates. So you find that pensioners with the meager amounts that particularly those from the various the brackets below 4,000 having to support their families and having to support the youngsters and so forth as well. That's also an additional consideration that we've observed and we've been mindful of.
Yeah. Is it also becoming a worrying?
That's one of our worrying concerns as well.
All right. Let's also look then at the five brackets, income brackets in particular, when it comes to the index.
Yeah.
And what you've identified there.
So essentially there we've identified brackets of payments below 4,000 rand. Between 4,000 and 10,000, between 10,000 and 25,000, between 25,000 and 50,000, and in excess of 50,000. Below 4,000, over the 5 years, the 5 years ago, that bracket comprised of 59% of payments, private pension payments. Now that bracket has actually dropped to approximately 43%. All the other brackets have had an increase. So between the 4,000 to 10,000, that's increased from 30% to 34%. Between 10,000 and 25,000, that's increased to about 20%, and so on and so forth. The concern with that bracket between 4,000 or below 4,000 is that we're not actually really able to quantify exactly what the reasons are for that reduction. One of the hypotheses that we've got is that those individuals, those beneficiaries of private pensions within that bracket are probably also relying on the state to be able to supplement their income because in order to be eligible for a state grant, one has to be earning or be a recipient of a pension below 7,000 or thereabouts. So that would put them within that space. So you find that they're probably relying on their private pension as well as being able to draw down from the state. Now, of course, that then brings in the question about the fact that we are adding that additional burden on the state in terms of having to supplement that. But then what else do you have to do? I mean, these individuals are trying to actually use the means that they've got at their disposal to be able to make a living on a daily basis.
Mm. So, in essence, Shagrin, what some of these various indices are showing you is that as South Africans in particular, we are not generally ready or prepared for retirement?
What it's showing us is certainly that if we aren't preparing ourselves adequately for retirement, that there are pitfalls ahead of us. Mm. Certainly as a culture, South Africa is not known to have a very high savings culture. And that's certainly something that needs to be encouraged and has to be a higher adoption. The concern is that if we don't start changing that trend, then there is going to be greater reliance on the state, and that's going to have knock-on effects throughout across the rest of society. And also the fact that society as a whole, because notwithstanding the fact that private pensions have performed as well as they have over the past 5 years, one still has to be mindful of the fact that pensioners themselves have got all these other pressures from society, having to support the unemployed relatives and so forth, and all of those factors have to be taken into consideration when looking towards your retirement.
Good place to leave it. Thank you so much. That is Shagrin Naidu. He is Head of Stakeholder Engagement at Banks of Africa. And from me and the rest of the team, till next time, goodbye.